She called him to ask whether he might know who this woman named Micah was. After hearing Micah's story, Richard gasped. "Oh my God," he said, "Lynette is alive." McCalin was born Lynette Smith on June 30, 1971. Her birth mother, Barbara Wright, was 26 that fateful day at Penn Station. When she arrived home alone, she told her family that her daughter had fallen from a New York City building and died. Her family doubted the story and searched for Lynette in orphanages and hospitals near Barbara's New Jersey home without success. They later admitted Barbara to a mental institution. Once she was discharged, she could no longer live by herself and continued to struggle with mental illnesses. But she was still alive, living in Delaware, where a niece cared for her. Knowing Barbara wasn't well enough to travel, Cardi arranged for McCalin to fly from her home in Washington State to Florida to meet others in her long-lost family. An older half-sister, Vivian Jackson, and her mother's brother, the Reverend Joseph Wright, who was at the hospital the day she was born. "Bless your heart," he told her. "You look like your mama." They embraced. "I want to first say we humbly apologize for not protecting you. I hope you forgive us." McCalin nodded, smiling through her tears. Then Cardi telephoned McCalin's father. He lives in Pennsylvania, where he receives dialysis 3 times a week. He told his daughter that he'd been heartbroken to hear of her death. "But now that I know you are alive, I'm so happy." McCalin now talks to Richard as often as she can. Her relationship with Barbara is more complicated. They first talked on the phone the same day McCalin spoke to her father. But Barbara didn't seem to understand whom she was talking to. "She's overwhelmed," her caretaker said. A few months later, McCalin flew to Delaware for another birth family reunion, this time with more family members, including her mother. But despite prompting from her relatives, Barbara didn't say much. "Maybe it's that feeling of she abandoned me again when I was just right there," McCalin says. Nevertheless, McCalin isn't angry with her mother. She's happy to finally know the truth, to know that there are people I look like and where my roots and ancestors came from. Her next big step? Getting her name legally changed from Michelle to Micah Lynette.